A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And it's another A Pod A Day in May. Can you believe it? Day 24. Goodness. 24 consecutive podcasts. It's been exciting. I hope you've been enjoying it. I know I certainly am. This is going to be a very quick episode because I notice with my DMs and with my emails, a lot of people ask me questions that involve the words the best. So it might be, what's the best moisturizer? What's the best anti-aging cream? What are the best probiotics? What's the best self-help book? What's the best this? What's the best that? And this is just really a comment on that, because it can be so tempting to follow someone, somebody, a brand, people, whoever it might be. And if someone says, this is the best thing I have ever tried, to think, ah, that's it. In that case, I shall spend my money on it. But I think it's always mindful. It's always worth being mindful of the fact that everybody is completely different. We are all snowflakes. We are all unique. We are all wonderful in our own special way. So for example, as you all know, let's take it to beauty. I really, really enjoy the feel and texture of the Clinique Moisture Surge. The concentrate, which is basically hyaluronic with some antioxidant microcapsules containing vitamin E and vitamin C. I really got on with it. I really like the texture. For me, it not only makes my skin feel good, but I feel like it acts as a good base for makeup as well. And my skin feels hydrated all day. That works for me because of whatever is going on with my skin and my skin type and whether I'm doing or whatever my other lifestyle choices are. So I just want to say, it can be with beauty products. Whenever friends come round who say, Emma, can you just please, if I'm giving them things from my beauty cupboard and they're asking me what the best thing is, I always say, don't listen to or believe something else. Look at what it does when it's on your skin. If you try the most expensive, high-end, premium skincare and it doesn't work well with your skin, it doesn't mean that your skin's wrong or you're wrong. It means that's wrong for you. And I just really wanted to come on and say that, because in the context of the fact that we can be swayed to part with our hard-earned money if we hear the best, whatever that might be, I think it's important to know that the real yardstick, the real thing that we should be measuring whether something is good against, isn't about someone else's experience or what someone else says. It should be about our own experience and about what we know because of trying it. And I do think this is relevant with skincare. A lot of people say, what's the best anti-aging cream? For example, you all know that I like retinol, but actually, honestly, my skin looks better when I use glycolic acid. Even though I know retinol is a proven anti-aging active skincare ingredient, I also know that if I use glycolic, my skin looks great the next day. It adds a glow to the situation. So they're both really good ingredients, but my skin seems to prefer, in the short term, glycolic. But someone else might have a better experience with retinol. You just have to pay attention with what's going on with you. I put on social media this week that I'm using a course of probiotics because my stomach's been out of whack. And a couple of people have said, oh, can you let me know what you think and if they're worth the money? Again, it really depends on what's going on with you. My reaction to them could be really, really positive. And I could do, you know, a main grid post holding the box going, oh my goodness, life is so much better for having used this. But it all depends on what's going on in my stomach, how I respond to those probiotics. So if you've got a different situation, those probiotics may not be for you, but you've believed the hype. Unfortunately, what I have to tell a lot of my friends when they come round is, I'm so sorry, I'm going to give you all these things to try. And it really is a case of trial and error, because you might hate some things that I think would work for you, and you may love some things that I might be not too sure about. And that's unfortunately the case with beauty products, is there's a little bit of trial and error, which can be fun. You can have fun along the way, let's not forget. But it's just that thing of, don't look for the holy grail based on what other people are saying and bandwagons and whatnot. Go on what it does for you. If your favorite foundation is the cheapest foundation on the market, but it makes your skin look amazing, that's brilliant. Just keep it simple and just ask yourself, am I really enjoying this? Does this work for me? And don't worry too much about what the best is based on a consensus. Worry about what the best is based on what you think. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I don't mean that. I just mean, I don't want us to get caught up in, if it works for someone else, then it has to work for me. Pay attention to what your skin likes, or whatever it might be, probiotics, fitness. A great example of this, I was told by a fitness trainer, they took one look at me and said, you shouldn't be running long distances. Look at you, you're clearly built for weight work. Started weight work, didn't feel very well, got quite exhausted, then had a DNA test. Turns out that my body doesn't respond well to muscle training, but it responds really well to endurance training. So instinctively, I was doing the right thing and I got swayed by somebody else. So just ask yourself, what really, really works for me? Whether that's food, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's exercise, whether it's beauty products. Don't get swayed by the best, because it might not be the best for you, and you're the most important thing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I will see you on tomorrow's A Pod A Day in May.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.